five points, an extra bonus point on how to build through the holidays, or at least build through this next month to finish out the year strong. So before we do that, though, let me just hear from a couple of you. You know, what was your takeaway from GoPro or a victory in your team? Go ahead, jump out, someone. I hear a little bit of breathing or background noise, so maybe that person could mute their line. I will share a victory here right in my own team. A good friend of mine, Rhonda Raines, many of you know her, has a new business builder on the island here. Well, Rhonda flew out here about 2 weeks ago. She said, "Erin, I'm coming out. This girl has an event." She booked a ticket. She flew out here. I took her up to meet her friend. They did an event. You know, she brought all of her stuff. She worked with her, came back. And I'm really proud of her commitment to, you know, put her money where her mouth is, come out. She's been wanting some business builders in her team, and she got one, and she came out to support her. So that was just, that was awesome, super impressive. And anyone else, jump out, share a victory, product or business.
I'll share a victory. It's Courtney from Toronto. On the weekend, I just kind of hosted and organized something I branded as the Kick-Ass Ladies Night Out. And I was inspired by Isagenix, actually, to create this event and just reconnect with people.
I love it.
And so the point of it was just to reconnect. It was just for fun, right? And someone that I had previously sent, you know, used the tools, and I sent one of the women that was there a video, and she'd watched it, and then just said, "No, I don't know if I have the money or anything like that." And, you know, the goal of the night was just to have fun. We did some aerial circus stuff. We rode a mechanical bull. It was just good times. And so he just came up to me after bull riding and said, "All right, so what's with these products?" And I just wasn't expecting it. And so anyway, long story short, she's given me all her information, and I'm signing her up today.
I love it. You know, sometimes when you just let it go, that's when we're in our most attractive form. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love that. So, wow, mechanical bull riding and aerial, that sounds fun. I love it. That's so great. You know, and that's kind of what some of the theme of today's call is going to be about. And so who did you invite to this event? Was it people in your team, friends, family?
So people on my team, but it mostly, like, I did brand it as, it was for fun people that are up to trying new things. So I didn't just send it to every woman in my Facebook or everyone that I know. I really said it was selective and said, like, "Hey, guys, this is a special group of people that I think are really cool and, you know, don't judge, and they're just up for anything." So, and then I encouraged everyone to invite the funnest person that they knew, so that we could see where it went. And we had about 20 people. So, you know, the next one's going to be axe throwing, and people are excited. Like, I think it'll be way bigger than this one. So,
axe throwing. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, that's great. Well, that just reminds me of an event that we're doing socially, but you've kind of tweaked my attention. So we've got some people chatting. So star 6 to mute your line. We can hear you having a conversation. So, thank you. So Courtney, same. Just a second, guys. Please star 6 your line because we can hear conversations. So we're doing a social event. I went out for a mystery dinner tour one night, and a van came, like a shuttle van came, kind of like an airport one, and took us to different restaurants with people we didn't know. We had cocktails and dinner, three-course meal. It was really fantastic, and I thought, wouldn't this be good for friends and family to do a little Christmas, you know, snowball house-to-house for a visit? But now I'm thinking, hey, let's do that for the business, too, because it's not that much money. It's a great way for people to connect, so... Thanks for the idea.
It didn't move for like 30 seconds.
Excuse me, if you just said it didn't move, we can hear your conversation.
So I'm trying to find
Barbie Lee.
Well, down a little bit more, and I don't want to.
I'm going to jump into the content, but I don't know if we can mute the lines, but I guess we can't. All right, guys, so thanks for the shares. We are going to jump into how to end the year strong. And so first of all, guys, make a decision. I mean, before I even get to my 5 points, some people have already decided that the year is over, that, okay, it's a month away, it's time to wind down. I've actually had people say that to me last week, and I'm thinking, guys, we've got a good 6 weeks to really knock it out of the park. This is a fantastic month. The holidays are a perfect prospecting hot time. People are in stress with money and health and fitness. So it really is. It can be the perfect time to start your business, to restart your business, to erase debt, to get into shape. So let's finish the year strong and come into January with your 2015 dream team already set up. So I'm going to give you some points for that. But the very first point, ultimately, is that you need to make a decision. Because whatever you decide is what you're going to manifest. So if you've already in the back of your mind said that the year's over, you know, we're winding down, then that's exactly what's going to happen. So I want you to just check in with yourself and just see where your mindset is with finishing the year strong and make a decision to end the year strong and work with your team on this. I mean, ask your team members, where are you at with building your business through the holidays or this last month on a scale of 1 to 10? How motivated are you? How pumped up are you? How optimistic are you? Ask your leaders, how, you know, where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10? You'll get a pretty good picture right away. I've been using these scaling questions a lot with my leaders lately, and it's very, very interesting. As a side tangent, I'll just say we were talking about connecting and prospecting, the most important skill in network marketing, and I said to my top leaders, how comfortable are you prospecting and connecting? And they were like, oh, yeah, 9 out of 10, 10 on 10 when somebody comes to me. But when I have to cold call someone, you know, I drop down to a 4 or 5 on 10. And then the question I asked him was, can you teach this? Well, then it wasn't a 10 on 10. So ask your leaders these scaling questions around the holidays, around prospecting, things like that. So number one, make a decision and decide what you want to do. Look at your numbers. Look where you were last Christmas and decide how many enrollments are you going to do. Who are you going to rank advance? So get out your whiteboard, make a decision, and put it down on paper and post it up. Imagine the difference. I have a cork board in my bathroom. So every time I get out of the shower, every time I go in there, I see my goals, and they're put up on the wall. So they're in the front of my mind, and I can't help but keep them up, you know, top of my game, top of my mind, because they're right there. All right. Another little tidbit before we get into our 5 points. I want you to be creative with Facebook. I mean, ask questions. You know, you can ask people, you know, how would you like to have a debt-free holiday? Or this is a great lead-in. Are you still looking to fill in the blanks? Are you still looking, you know, to reach your goals, your 2014 goals? Are you still looking to lose weight? Are you still looking to earn some extra income? Be creative with your Facebook posts. All right. So, guys, 5 tips to build your business during the holidays. All right, number one, guys, you want to give the gift of Isagenics at every occasion. I mean, people still have birthdays through the holidays, thank you cards. These can be great things for people who are not even on your team. They can get hooked. They can be great conversation starters. You know, add names to your list. Put labels on your products. What I would do is get some samples, order the Rejuvity 10-pack samples, put a label on the back, give those out as a little gift, follow up after. You know, how are you loving, you know, the products that I shared with you? You know, a little shaker cup, $10 with a bar, and I don't know if there's e-shots in there anymore, but, you know, and then you can follow up with them and you can say, hey, I can show you how to get the lowest price for these or how to earn this for free. But just think about all the people that you buy holiday gifts for, thank you gifts for, friends, family, coworkers, you know, customers in your business, people who've gone inactive, people who are expired. Send them a little sample pack, people who give you referrals, your, I don't know, do we even have mailmen anymore, but your UPS guy. I mean, your UPS person delivers a ton of Isagenics. Here's a funny story. I met a girl from a nearby town, and she was starting her Isagenics business, but her husband was so unsupportive because he was a UPS driver. And he said, I deliver so much of this around town, there can't possibly be anybody left. But, yeah, so that was her resistance, kind of funny. So think about realtors, someone who does your nails, your babysitter, your kids' coaches. So make a list. This is the time to market. Make your gift-giving list. Label your stuff. Order your products. Label them. You know, go to the dollar store, get some cellophane, wrap them up with some green bows, and send them out on your way, on their, on its way. So number one tip, give the gift of Isagenics. And I know that, and I'm not sure if it's out yet, but Isagenics always puts together some little holiday gift packages, usually under, I think it's accessories in the back office. So that might be like a Rejuvity, you know, gift, things like that for people. So give the gift of Isagenics at every occasion. And you can also serve Isagenics at every occasion. So people in our team are coming up with some fantastic recipes. I know Kathy Coover has a great recipe on, in ISA product under recipes for cleanse. It's like a cleanse slushy. One of my favorites is cleanse and Perrier on ice. It tastes like a cooler. There's all sorts of things you can do. So serving Isagenics and giving Isagenics up people's order basket. And not only you, but imagine if everyone in your team was doing this. So maybe your enrollments, you know, may not be as strong, or even if people take their foot off the gas, but if they're upping their order baskets, then you won't see the dip. All right, now number two, host a holiday party, a fun and festive open house. So very similar to what our friend was just sharing about the Kick-Ass Woman's event. You know, host an open house. And it could be at your house or it could be at somebody else's house. And it doesn't have to be a full-on launch party, but maybe you partner up with another you know, a couple of businesswomen, and you put together a holiday open house. That's exactly what Rhonda came and flew down here to do with her friend. You know, you can say to your girlfriend or to your buddy, well, I can't imagine a guy doing this, but maybe, Kevin, I don't know, do guys do this? You could say, listen, I'll do the work. I'll put out the products. It's a social time of year. Let's have fun. Do something in the first 3 weeks of December. It could be a gift-giving thing. I mean, I know November, we're running out of time. It's holiday week in the States. But it could be a giving back. It could be a Thanksgiving event or a Black Friday. That could be your theme. Share stories. Share business stories. You know, look, you could come up with ways to show people how to save money, how to get healthy. But people are in gift-giving mode. So you want to host these holiday events, schedule them now, and send out a note of thanks. So you could do some Black Friday specials. You could do some Cyber Monday specials. You want to engage your people at this time of year. And you want to encourage them, and you want to share specials. And just say, like, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so grateful for you. Why not use Thanksgiving week as a way to give back? As a way to say thank you to your customers, to your loyal product users. Send them a shaker cup. Who wouldn't want something like that? I mean, who wouldn't want a little shout-out, a little gift? So host a holiday open house at your house. And you could do something even like one of those ball parties, you know, where people bring like the Christmas, instead of the Christmas cookies, people make up those healthy little energy balls. You can make something up with our IsoPro, with our shake. So put something together like that. You know, host a fun party. Because really, Isagenics is really a lot about the culture. So I know Wendy Coles is fantastic for this. She always hosts a big open house holiday party at her home for her team. And so she's inspired me. This is the first year that I'll be doing that here in Comox. I've just started to build locally, actually, so I look forward to hosting my own holiday open house and inviting my team, but also inviting other people, and just having a really good party. I'm not sure if we'll have bull riding, but we'll do something like that. So number one was giving the gift of isogenics, and number two, hosting a fun festive holiday open house. All right, number three. Guys, this is a big one. I want you to accept every invitation this holiday season. This is a great time for networking. It's a great time to meet people. People are often more social at this time of year. There's a lot of opportunities to share your story, to create curiosity, to build rapport, connect on social media. I mean, I would be attending every event you're invited to, and there's lots of generic events even in your community that you can get out to, craft fairs, just different things like that. I mean, even standing in line at Starbucks at this time of year has a different vibe. Wouldn't you agree? So use the energy of the holiday season to really network. And networking, guys, it's a lot like interviewing, so don't forget that when you're in line, when you're meeting with people, you're asking the questions, you're building rapport, and you're thinking, how can I become friends with this person? How can I offer service to them? How can I offer some value? You know, and this is right now, you want to just connect. And if you make that connection, if you feel like they might be a good fit, friend them. But friend them right away on Facebook. Say, hey, let's friend right now. What's your name? You know, I love to friend people on the spot, you know, rather than waiting. So this is a perfect time of year to get out in your community, go to these holiday events, and meet some new people. Ask questions. I mean, ask people, like, what do you do for a living? Exchange that information. Do a conversation with them. And then, you know, let's exchange information. Are you on Facebook? And you could say to someone, if they're from out of town, you know, I'm here to visit my friend. I'm from Vancouver. And you know what? Oh, that's so amazing. You know what? I'm expanding my business into Vancouver. Would it be okay if I reach out to you in the new year? You know, it may not be for you, but you may have the perfect person that this may be for. And you may have some advice on how I can build my business in Vancouver. So that would be a perfect fit for me here because I live in Comox, a little island. We get a lot of what we call mainlanders coming over. And so I could present in that way and say, hey, oh, you live in Vancouver? That's fantastic. Or you live in Whistler? Oh, my God, what a beautiful spot. I'm expanding my business there. I'd love to just connect in the new year. Boom, I have somebody new on my list. And it may or may not be for you. And that's where I love Eric Worre's scripts, okay? So your job is not to be selling isogenics at holiday parties. Your job is to connect and build rapport and get people's information or collect people's information. And I like to be the girl who's not talking about isogenics at a party. I like to have that posture, and I learned this from Lisa DeMeo, of saying, you know what, it's not really a good time to get into it. What's your best email? What's your cell phone? You know, let's connect on Facebook, and I'll follow up later on. Because you don't want to be that girl at the party that people are going to be avoiding and being like, oh, my gosh, here she comes, right? So I actually make a point not to talk about isogenics at parties. I make a point to be more mysterious, to have people ask me questions, and they really do then come to me. All right, so that's number three. You want to accept every invitation during the holiday season. Okay, number four, you want to spread good cheer. Like, seriously, people, we want to get out of our house. You want to get out and prospect. This is a time, like, seriously, hit the mall. Go work in a Starbucks. Go get out of your house and go out in your community. Find people that are partners with you in life, like, you know, your real estate agent, your insurance people, your hairstylist. Go out on a little networking afternoon, bring gifts, and just say, you know what, hey, I know you're at work, I'd love to connect at some point, but I just wanted to bring you a little gift of appreciation, or here's a sample pack. I just love what you do. It's, you know, maybe you go to the same restaurant. Maybe you have a favorite waitress there. And what would it mean to them for you to just pop in, say, hey, I just came by because I, you know, you just gave me the best service. I want to leave you with a gift, and I'd love to know what you think. I'm going to follow up later, but here's just a little mini sample pack. I mean, how good would that be? And what about even if you kept some of this in your bag, in your purse, in your car, so that if you are out at the mall, and I could have used this just the other day, I had great service from this young girl in the mall about this gorgeous pair of boots. I would have loved to have been able to pull out a sample. I did collect her contact information. She's going to come to an event. But to even have more impact, I would have loved to have been able to pull out a sample and given it to her. So let's get these samples in your bags with labels, and then you can follow up with people. Last big point, guys, is make a list. I mean, you're making a holiday gift list right now. Why not redo your list? I mean, go through your Facebook, go through your contact list in your phone, rewatch the ISA movies, go through all of your expired people, and tell them you're revisiting your old list. Call someone on your chicken list. Reach out. You know, just this weekend alone, I reached out to somebody in my business, two women who've tried the products twice, and I said, hey, you've been on my mind. I want you to know that if you ever decide you want to build this business, I'm ready. And both of them said, you know what? I'm ready. So I have two new business builders that I'm launching this week. So, guys, this is the perfect time to get people set up. So you want to redo this list. You can easily be adding names and names every single day to your list. And you can reach out to people on your list, and even if it's not for them, and you can say, hey, I know you have a great network, you know, in Chicago. I'm rebuilding my business. I'm launching in Chicago. I'd love to share it with you, get some ideas. You know, could we sit down and chat? So what I've done is gone back out to all of my old life coaching contacts from 7, 8 years ago and saying, hey, I know this may or may not be for you, but I'm looking for people who are looking for that residual income. They're looking to have a debt-free holiday. They're looking for an extra $1,000. I'm looking for women who are motivated, driven, passionate about helping people. I know you work with, you know, you're in this industry of coaching and networking. Who do you know that may want this, especially at this time of year? So reach out to all your product users. Remind them of you. Remind them of you plus two. Remind them of, you know, how amazing they felt. We've got a group starting December 1st. We're calling it we're inviting people to order their holiday survival pack. We want people to get through the holidays feeling fantastic. So it's a 30-day pack with bars and ISA delights. If every single person who is inactive in your business ordered a holiday survival pack to get through December, you'd probably rank advance. You'd probably, you know, go to that next level in your business. So don't just sit at your desk and look at an empty day timer. Go through your tree, make a list, and make a point to reach out to all of your expired people, to all of your inactive people. Invite them to start getting back on the products. Share gift ideas. So those are kind of my five main points, and then I have a little bonus here. So number one, you're going to give the gift of Isagenics at every single occasion. You're going to host a holiday, a festive, open house, invite your people, or offer to host one at a friend's house. Accept invitations to to holiday events. You may not feel like it, but go out there and network with the sole purpose of just connecting, building rapport, collecting names, connecting with people on Facebook, and inviting people to meet after the holidays. I mean, my favorite thing, again, is saying, hey, you're from Vancouver. I'm expanding there. Let's talk. So many people are in the business of networking. So accept all invitations. You're going to want to spread, you know, some good karma, some good love, some ISA love. Get out of your house. Go into the mall. Go into Starbucks. Connect with people. Give out free samples. Put labels on things. You know, tell people, I'm building my business in your area. I'd love to share it with you. I'd love to, you know, brainstorm with some ideas. make your list, remake your list, check it again, revisit it, get through your Facebook, go into some old groups, revisit your list, especially your people who are expired, build rapport, send out holiday cards to your team, and reach out to your product users. Remind them, remember how fantastic you felt. I want you to feel amazing through the holidays. Remind them of this. And my last point is using social media. Get onto Facebook, share ideas, share success stories. Collect customer testimonials and pictures. Edify your team. You know, shout out to your team. Do tons of acknowledgement, recognition. Don't put Icegenic all over your Facebook, but engage people. Offer value. Share recipes. A great tip from Lisa Lewis and our team, you know those recipe messages where, you know, join the recipe group and you can send an email to 5 people and then they send it to 5 people and all of a sudden you've got 50 emails? Why not join one of those recipe email sharing groups? All of a sudden you've got 25 new emails. So don't just delete some of those things. Look at it as, hey, this is a chance for me to prospect and network with a whole new group of people. And I would add to that, really have a solid posture. Don't be afraid of what you're sharing. Be proud. Stand strong and in your power when you're sharing what you do, when you're at holiday parties and people ask you what you do for a living. You know, make sure that you're very confident, your belief is bulletproof in what you're doing. And if it's not, then do some work on that. Also, we have this week in the U.S., it's Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so these are perfect times to give back, to offer thanks, to give some deals to your team, to really offer some value. There's so many spouses out there. There's so many men out there that need help shopping for their wives. Why not send some notes to them and offer, you know, some suggestions, some rejuvenate, give the gift of health to people in your team. So there's lots you can do on social media. But the number one tip I would say is you want to create curiosity, you want to add value, and you want to attract people. You don't want to repel people. And definitely don't be the girl or the guy at the party who's spouting off Icegenics. Your job is to create curiosity, collect people's information, and follow up at a more appropriate time. So just do not be that guy or that girl at the holiday party. All right, guys, so thank you for your attention. I wish you all a very wonderful week. Stay plugged into your team. This is the time of year to keep your foot on the gas. It is the perfect time to prospect, to build. Like I said, people are in a social mood. So get out into your community and start networking and make the decision to end the year strong. All right, guys. Well, I am going to be passing the call over to somebody who many of you know. He's one of my coaches. He's a friend. He's the president of Golden Mastermind Seminars. He's an author and a coach, a friend to so many people, and really a coach to the stars. Susan Sly, Alexis Romano, many, many people in our team, and he's kind of rub shoulders with some big people like John Assaraf and many other leaders in personal development. So I'm going to be handing the call over here to Jeffrey Combs. I look forward to seeing him very soon at his Breakthrough to Success event. I cannot wait. I'm beyond excited. I'm excited to see his house, and I know, Jeffrey, that he's, you know, I know you're on the call, that you're a fan of cars, and I've heard, you know, legendary stories about this weekend and what I'm about to experience. So I'm very excited. Thank you for being on our call, and welcome, Jeffrey. I really hope he's here. I think our lines are muted. So Jeffrey, are you on the line?
Erin, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm exceptional. Good to join you.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited to see you in a couple weeks to be at your breakthrough event. I think it's going to be a game changer. It's going to be good.
Well, thank you very much.
What can you offer us this morning, Jeffrey? Because I know some people already are going in and saying it's a month to Christmas, and their mindset, they've already decided that it's the time to take their foot off the gas, that their business is going to slow down. So what would you say to people who maybe already are in that mindset, or their procrastination's already starting to kick in, and we're only really at November 24th?
Well, here's what I would say, Erin, and thank you for letting me share here this morning. For those of you who have not had the unequivocal privilege of meeting or mentoring with Erin Postal, she's an exceptional woman. I've known Erin for going on 3 years now, and have absolutely watched her transform and change and become the leader that people are unequivocally looking for. So, Erin, thank you, and thanks, Susan Sly, for having you on the call. And you pose a great question, Erin, because of what happens is a lot of people, they have a story. And then their story allows them to be right, and then, fortunately, many people are right and then disappointed. So if your perception of reality is that you believe that many people will shut down for the holidays, or that people will not have the money to purchase any of your products, services, benefits, features, or join your organization, then you will be right. But if you change that perception and understand this, in America and Canada, more money is spent between Thanksgiving Friday, which is Black Friday, and Christmas Eve. More money is spent than any other 30-day block of time of the 12 months of the calendar year, and that is credit money. That's what many people do. They leverage money they don't have and pay interest on it. That means that the American populace and Canadian and Australian populace is in a much more relaxed, festive mood. They're going to go to parties. They're going to go to holidays. They're going to see family, friends. Their dopamine is already beginning to flow because of the perceived outcome they're going to have. And you unequivocally can have your share of those dollars, provided you have the mindset conducive to the outcome you seek. The brain in your unconscious operates as a transmitter and a receiver. And in a very relaxed state of consciousness, you create a brain wave, either alpha state or delta state. It's a lot slower, longer wave. In anxiety or overwhelm, you'll have a much more frenetic, frantic brain wave state. Cuts off the flow of energy and creates a situation called fight or flight. But if you have suffered enough, if the pain is great enough, or you want to change your life or change your style, then it requires this simple discipline one day at a time over a long period of time, repetition and experience. Susan had asked me to cover this specific point, and Erin re-edified it, is finish strong. A large percent of society are starters. They start, but they don't finish. The reason that most people don't finish is because their events and the perception of events create an identity. If you have an identity of a starter but not a finisher, then that's typically what you'll create over and over to fulfill a biochemical craving you've become addicted to. That is disappointment. Then you can justify your actions by saying, see, this always happens to me. There's also there's a very common situation, Erin, that many people do is they over-obligate themselves. Now, if you're on this phone and you're saying, that is me, then here's what you would consider. Over-obligating is connected to codependency, meaning you'll do too much for others, enable others, and then not have a life for yourself. And if that is you, it's a condition that is a behavior. It means you have to eliminate some of your feelings about guilt and shame that keep you doing the same thing over and over. And if you feel unworthy and not deserving, then you'll continue to give your time and your power away to other people in other situations, and then you'll end up exhausted, overwhelmed, and then you will not be able to create the results you require to succeed in your enterprise. Now, if you're serious and not curious, if you're committed and not interested, and you want to take yourself and your game to the next level, then all it requires is this, dedicated blocks of time, learning the skills. Now, if I write the word successful on a whiteboard, and I will ask how many of you want to be successful, most of you would raise your hands. Or if I put success on a PowerPoint, that's what most people seek. Well, success has many definitions. You would have to define and refine what that means to you emotionally and or personally. But then here becomes the rub. Most people focus on being successful, but they don't focus on the skill. Finishing strong is a skill. It's also connected to closing. And if you're not a finisher and a starter, then typically you'll get disappointed because your inaction will create a feeling that creates disappointment. being a finisher, being a closer, also means you can create a relationship with yourself. It means that you can commit. But if you tend to be non-committal, indecisive, you use words like, I guess, I'm not sure, and you finish sentences with, I don't know, then you will have challenges accomplishing success on your terms. Now, many of you have had levels of success on someone else's terms in place called jobs. You also must understand that the Canadian, Australian, and American educational system has unequivocally set you up to fail. You are taught a left-right model. You're taught to read the page from the left to the right. That's how books have been printed. You were indoctrinated and educated in this left-brain philosophy of how to memorize, how to regurgitate, how to store information. Information is not knowledge. Application of knowledge to create a result is what will create success. So this left-right situation means you've been conditioned to access your left brain, which is conducive to some kind of result in a job, but in your owning your own business, you have to be in your right brain. You have to be a lot more creative. You have to have ideas, spontaneity. You have to be able to adapt and adjust to a situation as it avails itself. Most people focus on being right, being perfect, and then they have anxiety about failing. It's not failing that hinders most of you. It's the idea of being successful which would change your identity. Success requires a different type of responsibility than having a job. And it's not difficult, it's new. And the more you understand the newness of the application, and then you give yourself room to change in a time frame conducive to a result, then you can start to do that. But when you're highly critical, over-emotional, anxious and overwhelmed, you'll have challenges getting off the launching pad. Finishing strong means this. It means that your words change. But if your words are saying, well, you know, I've got a lot going on in the holidays, this people probably won't buy from me, then once again, you get to be right. Now, you can either be right or prosperous, so you get to decide what you want to be. So if you're considering changing your ways and you want to take a good look at what to do, it's this. Don't tell yourself that people aren't going to be answering the phone. Because if you tell yourself, you get to be right. You're going to encounter, there may be some people that don't answer the phone, or there may be some people that aren't responsive, or there may be some people that aren't looking for a way to change the quality of their health or their finances, but there's going to be plenty of people that do. Aaron, what I've always done for myself is I've always created one of my best months of the year in December. The reason being, that is my mindset. What the mind of man believes a man can achieve, the great James Allen said in his book, As a Man Thinketh. And the more you understand cause and effect, i.e. why you do what you do, then you can let go of the control that you keep controlling to be out of control, to stay in control that gets you nowhere. Control is what overwhelms people. Control is an illusion because there is none. It's just like pressure. You're not under pressure. If you look up on the ceiling, there's nothing above you. Pressure is not physical. Pressure is emotional. Pressure is your left brain's way of creating a story so you can avoid perceived pain. And if you tend to procrastinate rather than produce, then you'll get the same outcome. And if you've been a student of self-help, oftentimes self-help becomes shelf help. It means you have a shelf full of books, DVDs, you have audios, you have CDs, and you have downloads on your computer, and you are addicted to the knowledge. Knowledge will not bring you power. Knowledge will be a component of the transformation, but the transformation comes in the skills. Closing is a skill. Finishing is a skill. How do you close strong? By taking action. You can't succeed without the committed action, dedicated blocks of time. When broken down, transformation is much simpler than it looks. But if it feels overwhelming, that means your body will secrete and release a biochemical, it's a steroid, that eventually will become some form of cortisol. And if that's what you continue to stay in, then you'll have challenges finishing. You'll also tend to stuff your feelings around the holidays and then be disappointed. It's the same situation. If you tell yourself it's going to be really challenging at the holidays with all your relatives and all the food, then you've already failed before you start. That way you can be and stay disappointed. Now, if you also change your mindset and say, I have more willpower than that, I will not be denied, I no longer have to stuff my feelings with food, I don't have to feel guilty if I don't eat or guilty if I do eat, I'm in command of my emotions. When you're able to create that kind of environment in your emotional state, change is not only inevitable, change is a choice, change is an identity. when you can change rapidly, quickly, let go, don't have to be right, and can adapt to a situation for what it is and not create a story out of what isn't, see, it's your story that hinders you. So you have been conditioned to believe that the holidays, people won't buy from you. Somewhere down the line, you heard that, or you created your own story yourself. Stories are what keep people from ever changing. A large percent of the population, specifically, that uses dietary products, cleansing and toxing, a large percent of the population are addicted dieters, and they don't really understand that they stuff their feelings, and then they never really break through. Now, with our products, we have some of the greatest products in the world. You all are walking testimonies, products of the products. We don't just have one or two products. We have multiple exceptional products. We consume them. We use them. We buy into the brand. We start to develop a belief. And then if you stay in the game long enough and begin to cross the emotional bridge, you begin to believe in yourself. And as you begin to believe in yourself, that means your sense of certainty changes. This is how you can address your codependent issues, your non-committal issues, your inability to finish strong. Finishing strong is an identity. It's a habit. It's a mindset. And the more you create that belief, you'll let go of anxieties that no longer serve you. It's your anxieties that take you out of the flow of life. When you can live in a very relaxed, released state where you're not personalizing situations, when you don't make it about you, when you don't feel guilty, when you're not overwhelmed, you're not in unresolved anger, you don't feel shame for past actions, when you can be in a very relaxed, released state where you're emoting and transmuting emotional, etheric energy, that is love energy, that is God energy, that is spirit energy, that means I am me, I am free. When you are free of your anxieties, then you won't let the outer world affect your inner world. You can go shopping anywhere in the world, and you can strike up a conversation without trying. But if you go out and try, I'm going to go out and meet people. You can meet people all day, but your language is not conducive to a result. You must understand what you get compensated for as an entrepreneur in free enterprise. You get compensated for what the free market will bear. That means you must become valuable. And valuable means that you start to feel value in yourself. But if you devalue yourself, then you can't brand yourself. Then you'll say statements like, wow, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. I'm a private person. What am I going to say? Who am I going to be? I'm not a good writer. I don't look good on film. I don't look good on camera. When you say these statements, then you get to be and stay small. Living large doesn't mean you expand yourself. It means you expand your emotional horizons. It means you have a dream. You have a vision bigger than your problem. Finishing strong creates momentum. You want to finish the last quarter of 2015 with momentum. You want to glide into New Year's kickoff in style. You want to be able to walk the stage, receive an award. You want to be able to network and connect with Aaron, Susan. People in your circle of influence have been there, done that, and are living the dream. Aaron is an exceptional example of a woman who's been through a transformation. I'm extremely proud and honored to be her coach and friend. I have watched her unequivocally climb the ranks of Isagenics and also become a top-tier fitness competitor. And this took discipline. It wasn't hard. It was new. I'm sure she would convey to you, if you ever interviewed her, that she faced a few challenges, but also she persevered. She's in the game for long term. It's not a short-term game. Business is LTG, long-term game. The National Football League means not for long. And not for long is what happens to most athletes. They have a very short career. You have a long window of opportunity. But within that long window, you must also have a sense of relaxed urgency. That's why you finish strong. Not a sense of urgency that you're frantic and frenetic, going, oh, my God, I have to do this. When you tell yourself what you have to do, you've resisted before you started. You'll create a story that will be painful that you will get to avoid. But when you let go of your stories, when you let go of the events that shape your feelings, and see, it's not just the events. It's the perception of an event that creates a feeling. A feeling creates a mood. A mood becomes an identity. That identity becomes your personality. And when your self-talk isn't conducive to a favorable result, you'll find people and situations to biochemically fulfill those feelings so you can justify your words and inactions. But when you transform, when you begin to change the way you've been changing, when you change your mindset, mindset is the perception of what I see in front of me. When you begin to change that mindset, when you have a different belief, when you let go of control that keeps you disappointed, when you begin to change the way you communicate with yourself, when you learn to ask questions that are 5 to 15 words, the skills. I teach the skills. Many speakers will teach how to be successful. That's great. But I teach the inner game of success, the cause and the effect, why you're emotionally addicted to what you do. I'm a recovering addict with 27 years of sobriety, 14 years of being a practicing addict. I've coached over 9,000 clients in my career, a total of 60,000-plus hours for 18-plus years, 12 to 13 hours a day, 4 to 5 days a week, and I speak every weekend. And many people go, oh, my God, you're so busy. No, I have a life. I love what I do, and if you would begin to love what you do, then you would be able to share that with the world. But when you're frightened about what's going to happen, when you're overwhelmed, when you're anxious, when you tell a story about your family and friends, you can't finish strong. You are on the bench, baby, and for you to get OFB off the bench, then you have to change. And it's simple. It's methodical. Don't create a bigger situation than it has to be. Create a very relaxed environment. That means in your mindset. A very relaxed environment that's conducive to changing. Take the pressure off yourself that isn't real. Stop using words that hinder your ability to be able to be and stay successful. Success is based on this one key principle, what you do daily, your daily habits, your daily routine. It's better to have one effective hour of production than 4 hours of getting ready to get ready. A lot of people think being busy is productive, but it isn't. You can either blaze a trail or create the dust. You decide which is going to empower you. Finishing strong means this. It's in what you do daily. Are you organized? If you're not organized, then you're going to be overwhelmed. And if you're overwhelmed, it's going to be challenging for you to ever get off the launching pad. So when you tell yourself, oh, I can't believe how many things I have to do this year. Oh, I'm so busy. I'm just not going to have time to get around to it. Then you're right before you start. You have to be able to create space in your day, dedicated blocks of time devoted to living your dreams, dedicated blocks of time to the vision of the outcome before you start. If you don't have a clearly defined vision of where you're going, you'll end up in someone else's dream, a place called a job, trading time for dollars. Unfortunately, that leads to this, the pain of regret, tiptoeing quietly through life, arriving at your grave safely with unrealized potential. That's one of the greatest pains, the pain of regret. But if you know that you know, and you know right now that you are in the right place, you are ready, when you are that, you're in that space right now, success becomes inevitable. You also have to let go of this word, discouraged. Discouraged means not of courage. What happens to most people is they do not get an instant gratification type of result, or they hit a lull, or they hit a mini slump, and then they shut down. Well, you can't afford to shut down for the holidays. Whatever it is you do, create some kind of momentum daily. You may cut back, but don't completely shut down. Because if you shut down, there's a high probability other people in your circle of influence will do what you are doing. But if you're serious and not curious, and if you're committed and not interested, then you will finish strong. So here's a few keys. Set a clearly defined short-term goal for the next 36 or 37 days, clearly defined short-term goal. If you want to write it down, that's great, but know the outcome before you start. What is it you desire to create by January 1st, 2015? Secondly, your daily method of operation. Create a method that you can operate in for the next several days that's conducive to the outcome you seek. Dedicate blocks of time. Borrow time from other areas that don't serve you. Let go of some situation that you can afford to let go of. But borrow the time, create the results. And then have a 90-day game plan broken down into 30 days. So you can take, like I said, the next 30-plus days, break it down to the end of the year. Now, when you have a method and a system and a routine, then your autonomic nervous system kicks into auto-suggestion, and you end up suiting up and showing up at the same time over and over. This is why making a bed is important, and this is interesting that I have people sending me pictures of making their bed. The reason, because I've been stressing making your bed for the last 20-plus years, the reason being it's the first action in the morning that you take once you rise out of bed. Oftentimes, many people will do the simple task of not making their bed to rebel, to live in an overwhelmed, chaotic state. And when you take pride in what you do, your life will begin to change. When you're overwhelmed, intoxicated emotionally in a biochemical state that keeps creating cortisol that leads to stuffed feelings and a multitude of other addictions, then you will be disappointed in low self-esteem, and your attractor factor will be very low. You will not be able to attract the type of prosperity seekers to your reality that you require. You will attract poverty seekers, and you won't be able to attract the visionaries that you require. You require self-starters, people who are self-inspired, people who are entrepreneurial, people who are health-conscious, people who understand the food industry, someone who is money-motivated, someone who is a leader, a mentor, someone who can stand the gaff. When you start to get clear on the type of person that you're seeking, your avatar, you begin to write in a communication style that will create a law of attraction, then your game changes. It was back in 1995 that I entered the holidays $100,000 in credit card debt. I answered an ad in the USA Today on December 26th. I was in Los Angeles, California, in the cross street of Beverly Glen and Olympic, and at an AM/PM mini mart. I bought a USA Today for 50 cents. I went to the advertisement section. I started circling business opportunity ads, and I circled one ad, and that next year I had a breakthrough year. And I started on December 27th with $1,300 that I did not have. I borrowed the startup capital to get in the business because I was financially challenged. That's just one key story of one person. I was out there looking. Now, here's what's interesting. I called 10 ads out of the USA Today on December 26th, and of the 10 ads that I called, only two people called me back. One of them was a gentleman named T.C. Bradley, and that's the gentleman I started with, and he'd only been in that business for 2 weeks. I wasn't sponsor shopping. And I was one of those people who started on the holidays. See, if your mindset says no one will get started, you might have passed up on someone like me. You never know when someone's ready, and it's important that you be ready. When your number is called, be ready. So here's your altar call. Put your foot on the gas. You're not going to drive 100 miles an hour, but see if you can get it up to 70, 75, 80, or 85. Create momentum. Create stability. Create a mindset that's conducive to finishing strong. You don't want to walk into New Year's kickoff flat. You want to go into New Year's kickoff in an emotional state that you feel really good about who you are and what you've accomplished. You don't want to have to look over your shoulder with regret. You want to be able to be proud of the month of November that you finished strong and December that you finished strong. So to be able to do that, have dedicated blocks of time. Have your leads generated and set up ahead of time so that you have leads that you can call. And don't tell yourself you don't have leads. Create leads. You can go into the Google search bar. You can go into the Graph search bar on Facebook. You can learn how to pique people's interest. You learn how to ask questions. You can pick up business cards. In the Google search bar, you can type in a city. You can type in a profession and an area code and create a free lead, all by being creative. And to be creative means your right brain. You're accessing your right brain. You have a mindset that's conducive to the outcome that you are seeking. But if you continue to stay in woe is me, I'm not sure, I don't know, I'm going to pull this off. If you're in an overwhelmed, anxious state, then you'll create the same situation over and over to be and stay disappointed. When the pain is great enough or the cause is big enough, you can move a mountain. But when you continue to do the same thing over and over, you won't be moving anything. The movement you require is momentum. The movement you require takes an emotional, etheric energy, a common goal bigger than your problems. When you begin to focus on a why and have a vision, then you begin to magnetize people to your reality of like mind. When you continue to stay in a low self-esteem, a low vibrational energy, then you'll continue to attract the same situation to fill that disappointment. This is not difficult. It's new. There's a science to the law of attraction. The more you understand cause and effect, the more you understand why you do what you do, the more you understand the words that you use that disempower you, the more aware you become consciously, the more you surround yourself in a circle of influence of like-minded prosperity seekers, people who are health conscious, people who are also wealth conscious, then you begin to change your reality. If you want to have a quantum leap where the sum is greater than the whole of its parts, then you have to create the compounded effect. There is nothing like a prospecting blitz that gets you in the game. Dedicate 1 hour a day, at least 1 hour a day, to calling leads. It doesn't matter where the leads come from. What matters is you get good and you develop the skill of lead generation, lead calling, and most importantly, converting a lead. See, finishing strong is also connected to closing. And if you're not a skill closer, it's more than likely two situations, the story you tell yourself, and then the fact that it's new. Closing is a science, just like finishing is a science. Many sporting teams lose at the last minute. They lose on a Hail Mary. They play prevent defense, and it prevents them from winning. They forgot where they came from, and that's what happens to a lot of great sporting events and sporting teams. The last minute victory is pulled out at the end. Well, you can absolutely do that right here because you're at the end of the era. 2014 is almost in the books. It's all she wrote. Well, you have a reprieve. You have some month and a change to be able to create the momentum required to not only finish the year strong, but to create the momentum for the first quarter of 2015. You are on Success Team. You're with Susan Sly. She's unequivocally the most exceptional human being I have ever had the privilege not only mentoring, coaching, but being friends with. Then you have exceptional leaders like Carolyn Rodriguez, Aaron Postel, Sue Field, and a whole host of exceptional people who are breaking through, rank advancing, Pam and Kevin. There's just Danielle and Jason, many, many people that I've had the distinction and privilege of coaching, and you are right here, right now. Take advantage of this situation. Finish 2014 strong, and I will see many of you at the New Year's kickoff on Thursday, January 15th. I am hosting a Millionaire Blueprint. Susan Sly and Alexis Romano and I will be sharing the stage from 12 until 4. Tickets are still available at goldenmastermind.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, it says Millionaire Blueprint, $20 for that four-hour event. With that, Aaron, I'm going to go ahead and pass the call back to you. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share. And, Aaron, I look forward to connecting with you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Fantastic. And I would echo what you're saying about building your business with building your body through the holidays. That was, for me, that consistent, relaxed, the relaxed consistency with eating, with fitness. What I did with my business, I did with my body. And when you can bring that energy to whatever your goal is, that's where you're going to see success. And so many people, and I observed it in myself, I observed success there, and then I saw myself wanting to sabotage, wanting to give up, wanting to quit, and these are just habits. And so it's like an out-of-body experience, kind of watching a movie of yourself. And when you can observe yourself doing that and then do what's uncomfortable, which is to push through that, and can be consistent and continue to follow through, that's when people reach new heights. That's when you're going to get the success that you desire. But I think you have to slow down enough to be able to observe that. So that's why I like to post my goals, to have them front of mind, to start my day grounded so I know where I'm going. And then if I start to head in the wrong direction, I can tweak it and go back. So this advice, fantastic for building your business. It's the same for building your body through the holidays. And so I want to just let everybody know that it's possible. So don't give up before the month even starts. Sit down, write out your goals, make your plan, block out your time, and take the action. And we will see you in a couple weeks, and we'll see everybody else at New Year's kickoff. So have a fabulous day. Thank you, Jeffrey, for your wisdom, for your knowledge. We appreciate you so much. Take care, everybody.